It was snowing on that winter's eve, 1963. First time he took that case and opened it for me. And the back of some old Chevrolet, or maybe GMC. I ran my hands across the strings, he promised it to me. I was maybe 3 or 4 years old, but I remember to this day. The air was filled with magic sounds as he began to play. And I still recall daydreaming how wonderful it'd be if I could learn to play like him. He promised it to me. It was round about the springtime, 1972. He's off to the marketplace to run an errand there or two. He put that guitar in the corner, his method tried and true. He said, "Don't mess around with that old guitar, no matter what you do." It's true, I'm a Waller, my daddy's firstborn son. And I could do a thing or two, but listening won't one. As soon as he was down the driveway, he knew where that guitar would be. Passing down those magic sounds, he promised to me. To mean so much, that old herringbone deluxe, the old dreadnought that sparked the flame, my daddy's old guitar. It was cold that night in Gordonsville, the Christmas of '02, where many friends had gathered round, and my daddy called me. As he reached inside that guitar case, he gently set it free. And he said, "Son, you guard it with your life." He passed it on to me. 40 years have come and gone since that night in 63. If anything could mean so much, I can't imagine what it'd be. As I was traveling down the highway, headed east on 33. Bowed my head, a teardrop fell, he passed it on to me. It's come to mean so much, that old herringbone deluxe, the old dreadnought that sparked the flame, my daddy's old guitar. And I'm the keeper of the sacred flame, my daddy's old guitar. got some water left.
Evaporated. Alright.
Let's play him a little like gospel music.
I don't know, man, but...
Boy, take a look.
So we're doing our own thing back there.
They tried to fool me.
And they did.
I need to find my pick. I don't have your picks.
You don't have my pick?
Hey, Brandy, what's happening, man? After this set, we're going to need a hand. We got to move this tent over about 2 feet.
Messing with that and getting picked off.
What are we going to do, Chief?
There we go.
Okay,
hold on, set your feet.
Sorry about that.
So, did you hear one about... Hey, I got the plane tickets, man.
Or as James King would say, oh, what's the matter, man? I bought the ham. It's an inside joke, I'll tell you about it.